Blog Talk Radio.
During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. And if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Okay, class, we want to talk about what we learned during the lockdown. The first question is, what did we learn during the quarantine, kids? Susie.
That government overreach is real.
What about you, Johnny?
We went from home of the brave to home of the government slave.
And you, Michael?
We need to refresh the tree of liberty.
What about you, Diane?
So many sheep are willing to give up their rights because of a little fear.
Very good, class.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
I didn't know that there was beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
To have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door. Like,
but why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily disciplines, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the Word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the Book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
Please check out the Proof Negative Radio Show Monday through Thursday, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. That is 6 to 9 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, with excellent co-hosts, outstanding guests, and lots of great conversation. We can even take your calls. The number is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1, and you will be on the Proof Negative Radio Show. Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative Show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative Radio Show right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
right. Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the big kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Monday, so TGIM, everyone, another broadcasting week to start for us. We do have a guest. We have Hairpin joining us here in just a few minutes, a New York City comedian that I used to work with many years ago. And he is a former Freedomist here. He's the only liberal I think we ever had that had his own show on Freedomizer. So anyway, we can have you as well if you feel like calling in. The number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into the conversation. With that, let's go ahead and bring Danielle in here again. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hello, thank you. Happy Monday.
Yeah, thank you for coming in, because I still have not heard from Leslie and or Dahl, so I don't know what the plan is.
Maybe they're fishing somewhere together.
No, I don't know, but hopefully things work out. I hope to have somebody tomorrow. If not, I might take tomorrow off. I'll be honest with you, Danielle. I'm not doing so fresh today.
Oh, no.
So I woke up yesterday, and of all things, just randomly out of nowhere, I didn't do anything. I don't even think I left the house yesterday. But I have a blood blister on the side of my heel, and it is painful to take a step.
Ouch. I randomly had one not too long ago. I had a mosquito bite that bit my foot, and it was right on the strap. I wear flip-flops most of the time, so it's right on the strap. And it turned into a blood blister. And I protested a little bit, but my husband's like, nope, I'm going to lance it. We're going to do it. This is, you know, and he was right. And it healed up, you know, pretty quickly after that. But they're not fun.
I decided not to lance it. I decided to just bandage it like crazy. And once I get moving, I'm kind of okay, but the first 3 to 5 steps are just terrible.
Ooh, ow. Ouch. Well, you have any leeches around? Maybe you can get a leech.
I can get what?
Maybe a leech. You can get a leech and have it attach onto that sucker and drain it dry.
Oh, some leeches, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think maybe with just one leech. It's just one blood blister, so I don't know. I'm trying to offer any help. I'm not a medical doctor, so please don't take any of my advice.
It's the size of my thumb, basically.
Ooh, ow! Maybe you do need a couple leeches.
So I cleaned it as best as I could, and I bandaged it like crazy here. And I'm told that from 10 to 14 days, I'll be in pain.
Ow, that's no fun. I'm sorry.
So that's what I'm working with today. And if things are slow at like 8:30 or something, I might leave early. It hurts. So I have my foot up on my other desk here trying to elevate it.
Maybe I
get bit by a mosquito, because I have another bite here on the same leg on my knee.
Oh, yeah, and that is it in a spot that is rubbed when you like rubbed often. I mean, I don't know. Are you barefoot most of the time?
Well, you know me.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even have to ask that.
Ouch. I don't know. This year, I've been getting bit by mosquitoes. We live right by something called a slough.
Okay.
Which is it's pronounced how it smells. It's just like this swampy kind of preserved, though, and it's like a breeding ground for mosquitoes. And I get bit often this time of year, but this year they're leaving welts on me. Like the one on my, and they come in like sets of three. it's just awful. I don't know what these things. I think Bill Gates probably has something to do with it. But
so I have to give you some notice here. At some point, I need about 5 minutes. I have to take some L-lysine, which will reduce the swelling. And okay. I need to eat with that. And I all I've eaten today is 2 dates and a plum. So I need like 5 minutes to eat something so I can take some vitamins.
Okay.
But in the meantime, right, we have our guest.
Oh, yay.
So I've known this cat since 1994. We went to stand-up comedy school together in Jacksonville, Florida, and we've kept in touch for almost 30 years. So I will have to say he's one of my longest tenured friends of my life. And we've worked together in multiple states doing stand-up comedy when I was in the business. And I want to bring Hairpin onto the show. So welcome in, sir.
How are you doing tonight?
I think I already spilled the beans how I'm doing.
Oh, he's not doing this. He's not living his very best life today.
No.
Yeah, well.
But I'm doing great.
No fault of my own. I promise. I did nothing except sleep, and this happened.
Aw.
Well, if it makes you feel better, that was the best broccoli man I've ever seen.
Which one?
I loved it. The latest one.
Oh, the Mondegreen?
Yeah. I think I might have to mention I might have to mention Tony Danza every time I'm on now.
Danielle, did you see this yet?
I have not seen it yet. I was waiting for tonight.
All right.
I figured you'd play.
We'll open with it. That's fine. I don't have any special time. I got about 90% completed with a second video this week today. My day job was a little bit slow, so in between calls, I was able to bust out some words, but I just was not able to finish it. So
hopefully I can get
that done by tomorrow.
I have an idea.
Go ahead.
You're going to play this Broccoli Man clip, okay? So send it to me because I really do enjoy watching it at the same time. But I have
that's what we do.
For the show, though, and if you can send me that link, I can post it in the live chat so whoever's listening can go into the chat and watch it live, too.
Well, yeah. Yeah, if you
I'll post it in the chat.
Call, I don't mind.
Cool. All right. So I'm logging into Facebook now and looking for that. Oh, there it is. Yeah. I'm going to pull it up on my phone, but I'm also on my computer, so I'll share it.
Yeah, that's fine. Just let me know when you're ready. I appreciate that, Hairpin. I didn't know if you watched them or not, so I'm happy about that.
I always try to watch the most recent one before I come on the show, just in case if we haven't discussed any sort of topics or anything, but you know which topic is in my world right now.
So let me ask you here, and I'll spill the beans on this because we'll go into this momentarily after the Broccoli Man. But you're a financial aid advisor. Do you do grant writing as well or no?
You know, no. The easy answer is no.
All right.
I know that it can be lucrative. It's just I just don't have the time.
So for my nonprofit, of course, the Barefoot is Legal, I wrote 8 grants in 2020 in January. 2 people called me back in March, and when we were to have discussions, they were both laid off.
Oh.
And I never pursued it. I was so hot because finally, after all these years, I'm getting responses.
Right.
And they didn't guarantee any money, but they wanted to know further about what we do because they never heard of us. So here I am practicing my sales pitch and doing the right things, and bye.
Yeah. I think I that's exciting that you're getting closer, and maybe this is the year that you're successful, maybe early next year, but you're progressing and you're getting closer to achieving that, so that's great.
Oh, I will tell you, though, and I'm waiting still for Danielle to give the announcement, but Facebook is now paying us monthly. So they have the sabermetric thing where because we are a nonprofit and we have over 100,000 followers on the business page, not the group, but the business page, that they look at everything that we do and they calculate how much we're worth. So I did not see what we have for August yet, but for July we made $882 out of a possible 30,000.
Oh my
That's
God.
Amazing. Awesome.
So we had just under 3 million in traffic for the month of July. And it factors in how many shares we got, how many likes we got, how many new followers we got, comments. They judge all that and determine our value.
Oh, that's so cool. I didn't know that you had a group page and a business page. I didn't know.
Well, yeah, because for Marketing 101 with Facebook, the business page is for the people that find us for the first time.
Right.
And those might be the trolls. They might be genuine people that are interested. I don't know. But the official group is closed off, so unless you're a member, you don't get to see what's going on. So, so the goal is to get people to find the page. And then when they like the page and comment, we can send them an invite to like the group if we feel that that's somebody we want to extend out to.
But Facebook pays you for the traffic on the business page, though, right?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about, right.
Wow. Good for you. That's awesome.
So the goal is we have a triangle. So we have the business page, the group, and the website. And what we try to do, obviously, is to get people to check out all three. And it's starting to become a thing. So I don't know if I ever showed you this, Hairpin, but I've had memes that got on the news before. It's just funny when somebody's watching a Channel 3 news in Dallas and they're sending you a three-minute clip that you're in.
Right. No, I think you told me that you've had success with your memes. I'm trying to remember the particular circumstance, but there was one particular one. Maybe it wasn't. I would have remembered Dallas because you know I'm from Dallas originally. But good for you. Happy for you.
Well, if you have a message, you got to do your best to get it out there. So I'm probably, Hairpin, one of the most aggressive people when it comes to traffic for that kind of stuff, because if I don't promote it, who's going to?
Right.
You are your best promoter ever. So if you're not motivated to promote yourself, you're not going to get other people to do it.
Agreed.
Yeah, nobody ever woke up and said, "Proof, I'm going to get you all these gigs booked on the comedy circuit because I like you." Nobody's ever done that.
Right. Oh, and I see you have a TikTok channel too now.
Well, the group does. I do not.
Oh, okay.
Remember, I need a cell phone to post and stuff, so I don't have a TikTok, but the group has a TikTok. We have two TikTok people that manage the account.
Oh, okay. You're more tech savvy than me, so I thought you could record something on the computer and post it. But what do I know?
Yeah, but I would need to upload it somehow, and because I can't do that unless I have a cell phone. I have a tablet, but I'm just not motivated. I don't like TikTok enough to do that. I figure if we got people running it, then I'm just going to let them do it and be done with it. Danielle, are you just letting us talk, or are you ready?
I'm ready. I was just letting you guys talk. I didn't want to interrupt, but I am ready.
All right. So, Hairpin, I almost met Danielle on Christmas. And Danielle knows, obviously, I've met you plenty of times. But I stayed at Danielle's house for Christmas in San Diego, and we were going to stay there anyway, but she had an emergency and had to leave town, so we stayed at her house without her there.
Oh, no. Is everything okay?
Yeah, well, I mean, since that was gosh, it feels like a lifetime ago, but yeah, we made it to go see my father-in-law. Had an accident, and he did actually die it's a long, long story that would interrupt Rockley. But I got there. We got to spend a lot of quality time before he went, and but I'm just glad that it still worked out, that he got to use Proof and his wife got to use the place while we were gone. Like, that's, I mean, Airbnb does it all the time. Why can't I have friends come stay, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so something you might not know about Danielle, because just like me, you voted a lot of third party in your life. In California, Danielle actually ran as governor for the Green Party. Last year when Governor Grossom in California got recalled.
Yeah.
Or had
and I ran for
election.
Congress in 2018.
And you did what in 2018?
I ran for Congress in 2018 as a Green Party candidate.
Oh, nice. That's awesome.
Thanks. I feel like
I really
contributed.
I really would like to see, as long as our government's busy wasting money, I really would like to see more money go to the independent parties.
Absolutely. Yep. Agreed.
Yeah,
I don't know about
Justin Ventura, who's really made a difference, though? Mike Gravel, maybe?
Jesse Ventura is on my shit list. Sorry about the...
I'm not saying he's great. I'm saying he won as an independent. You can't take that from him, regardless of how much you dislike him.
True story.
Yeah. Well, do you count, Proof, do you count people who converted to independents?
Like who?
Well,
I count Cynthia McKinney, who was an 8-time congressional winner in Georgia, but then she switched to the Green Party.
Yeah, so convert her. She endorsed me on both of my campaigns.
Woo-hoo. She was my first ever guest, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's so cool.
In 2008, she was. I wrote to all the third party candidates. She responded like that night.
She's so awesome.
And you know. To me, Danielle, I would think of all the states, or at least from what I hear and read on the internet, I would think that the Green Party would be so much stronger in California.
Yeah, they basically just got infiltrated by the Dems. So there's a third. There's another party, like people who are walking away. There's Brent.
Yeah, Brandon Straka with the walkaway party.
Well, and then there's the People's Party, and then the one that I'm part of is the Emerald Party, and that's the one Cynthia McKinney went to. So because they just parrot all, they changed every, the Green Party just changed everything, and now just their pro-vaccine mandates, they're, you know, just right alongside, you know, the Democrat talking points. So masks forever. Just ridiculous. So
and the libertarians are more like the Rhino Party, in my opinion. I hate saying that, but when you have the Libertarian Party that's 100% for open borders, I can't get behind that.
Mm-hmm. That's the extreme libertarian.
Yes,
libertarian,
but do you know how many libertarians I had on my show over the years? And they, I have not met one libertarian that's been on my show. Except for Lee, I forget his middle initial, but R. Lee Wrights, I think his name was. Do you remember him from the Libertarian Party back in 2012?
No, I wasn't paying attention to politics back then.
Okay. You know, one of the coolest people I ever met that was a libertarian, though, was Rupert from Survivor.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there was the Libertarian National Convention at the Red Rock Hotel and Casino, and I did the radio row that week there, and I met everybody, including Gary Johnson.
That's cool.
It's funny that when I called the week before to try and set up an interview for Gary Johnson, his press person said, well, I never heard of you before, so you're not big enough to talk to our next president. And he just hung up on me like I was a piece of trash. So at the convention, we were the last people on Radio Row. They locked us out, and we were sitting in the hallway. And I'm doing my show, and he walks up to the cameraman and says, whose show is this? And he says, this is Freedomizer Radio. It's the Proof Negative show. And he says, I think I heard of them. Can I get on for like 10 minutes?
Oh, that's cool.
So, and then the next day, he did an hour with me. But his press person said that I'm nothing.
You should look up Joshua Hancock. He ran the same election as I did, and he's a libertarian. So
okay.
That's one.
Yeah, just so everybody's clear, if it's Trump versus Brandon, I will vote Trump, but I am officially off the Trump train, and I think I'm 100% for Ron DeSantis, and I don't think there's any changing my mind.
Okay.
So go ahead.
I'm pretty sure that he's going to be the next president.
DeSantis?
Yeah.
Yeah. So a bunch, and I've heard this from several different talk show hosts like Alex Jones, Wayne Allen Root, and others who have tried to explain to him within the last week about these vaccines, how they're killing people, and everybody is now pointing the finger at Trump. And they say, look, I tried to tell him about this, and Trump says, hey, don't deny that these vaccines have saved millions of lives. I helped them. And this is the best thing that could have happened, and I'm going to stand behind it, and don't ever question me ever again on it. So,
ew, yikes.
So yeah, I'm not going down that road.
Right.
He's a great, in my opinion, a great leader, but when he signed his name to take that $1 million from Pfizer, he's not backing off that for anything. Even Dr. Fraudy and Dr. Burke says that that she knew that the information was fraudulent. The CDC's had to apologize for everything. There's lawsuits going on all over the place now, and there's actually traction in mainstream news about lawsuits. And Trump is just standing there like a dumbass saying, I did this. I helped millions of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All I can think of is what a dumbass.
Well, he's got a lot going on right now, so he's probably not thinking too clearly. So.
No. But when he closes the door on it and he tells people, that every chance he gets, he tells people to get the vaccine in interviews and all that still. And it's like I'm not gonna have a pharmaceutical salesman as my president. I've made that clear. So if Ron DeSantis is running, I will donate some coin to his campaign. I will make phone calls for Ron DeSantis. I don't care. I won't do it for Trump. But unfortunately,
right.
If it's Trump versus Brandon or Trump versus Gruesom or something like that, obviously I have to vote for Trump. But I'm not supporting Trump in any way, shape, or form this time around. Unless he comes correct and says he was lied to, which I don't think will happen because he's that closed-minded on it.
Yeah. Danielle, do you have any idea who the next candidate would be for the Green Party? Or for the Walk Away or the Emerald Party?
I'm thinking Jimmy Dore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys know who Jimmy Dore is?
Nope.
Yes. Yeah, he's a conservative radio talk show host. Well, I wouldn't say he's conservative. He's more moderate, but he sounds like Tim Pool nowadays.
Does he? Well, I watch him all the time. He doesn't sound like Tim Pool to me, but he does. I mean, he got Ukraine right. He got the vaccines wrong, in my opinion. And
I thought he was more of a Democrat that's kind of morphing over to more moderate / conservative stuff.
He was a Democrat. He was a Bernie supporter.
That's what I'm talking
original,
about.
Yeah, well, but a lot of people left the Democratic Party when they cheated Bernie Sanders. You know,
yes.
Like that was a big wake-up call for a lot of people. They lost a lot of very enthusiastic supporters, and they all went to the same place. We all found each other on the internet, right? Jimmy Dore was on that journey with me of leaving the Democratic Party, being completely anti-war, right? Now he got COVID wrong at first, but like a lot of people did, he actually got vaccinated and got vaccine injured, and now goes out of his way to question the vaccines. And every time he gets, you know, a video taken off of YouTube or a strike or something for telling his own experience, you know, the more he questions the system. And now he's had RFK Jr. On. He's had Malone, Dr. Malone.
Yes.
You know,
Mr. McCullough.
I think he did McCullough too. But the inventor of the mRNA technology, that Dr. Malone, I think. So Jimmy Dore's had him on too. And he keeps talking. I watch his videos quite often. He keeps talking about, you know, if I ran for, especially with this Trump raid, you know, hey, if I ran for anything, this is what the FBI would do. Like, we have to stop this now, not because it's Trump, but, you know, what if I wanted to run? And he, the clips, his stage presence, how on fire he is, the things that he says are so right on. I think it would energize a lot.
Hey, I think
so,
Bill Maher is getting there too, though.
Oh yeah.
Have you seen him over the last 3 months?
No, I don't watch him.
Oh, he calls him out every single week.
Oh, okay. I'll have to check him out. I just think Jimmy Dore would do great. I think that's who I would back if I was gonna, if I thought out of the right-left paradigm or the red-blue paradigm, I would say Jimmy Dore. That's who I bet.
All right, so let's go into Broccoli Man here before I decide to scrap it. So if you're ready, Danielle and Hairpin, did you want to watch this in person while it's going?
Oh, we could do that.
All right, well, you still have the link, right, or do you need it?
You talking to me or to Danielle?
Danielle has it.
I've got it. I'm up. I'm ready.
I sent it to you.
Yeah, I have. It's still on my computer. So,
all right.
I think Danielle wanted to chat and play it live, right?
That's what we're gonna do. Yeah, I do this every show.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so if you guys are ready, I'll go ahead and count it down, and we'll watch it live.
Ready.
All right.
All right, so this one is called Mondegreen. 3, 2, 1, action.
Hold it right there, Green Dude. You'll have a change in your plans today, Green Dude. You are now under arrest, sir.
Why are you bothering me today?
Shut up, I snitch. You will only do as I say. I heard you were spreading misinformation regarding the student loan forgiveness plan. You are highly upset about having to pay for someone else's student loans. Have you no shame, sir? We believe in our education out here on these mean streets. Instead you are only wanting Trump's mean tweets. Why in the bleep do you still support MAGA?
Look. I did not force you to go to school. You made a decision on where to go to college and how much it cost. You need to learn how to pay your own bills. I went to a trade school. They paid me to learn instead of getting into debt.
I thought you were a Christian green dude. If you were a Christian, you would know you have to pay everyone else's debt. Your leader dumb did get up on the cross and pay your debt. The least you can do is be a man and pay for my college debt, sir.
Why can't you be your own man and pay your own debt?
Hey Biznich, didn't I just tell you to zip it? Zip it good. Just for that unnecessary outburst I am now going to make you go through the TSA naked body scanner. We are finna find out right now, green dude, if your carpet matches the drapes.
Hey, that's great. Okay, see you later. I have to go back to work.
Ha ha, green dude. You think you bees is walking away without letting see those delicious kumquats? After I get you into the TSA body scanner and verify your kumquats, we will get in my 1993 Geo Metro and bring you to Geolobalist Lair. We can listen to my favorite Elton John song, Tony Danza.
Elton John never sang a song about Tony Danza. You are thinking about Tiny Dancer.
That is not the song, green dude. He specifically says in the song, hold me closer, Tony Danza. I would so love Tony Danza to give me a great big hug and be my boss.
The song was made in the early 1970s. Tony Danza was not even a well-known actor until about 7 years later. How could he have sang about him? You are getting your facts mixed up.
You are the one spreading misinformation all the days and arresting minor attracted persons. You should be ashamed of yourself, sir. How many bloody times are you going to tell people to look at Hunter Biden's laptop? It is far more important to get you nincompoops and incontinent dolts to worry more about Trump's mean tweets. No one bloody cares that the big guy and his son diddle children's green dude.
No normal human being wants to ever hear that diddling children is okay. I even arrested you for that before.
There is no shame in letting me see your Mr. Johnson, sir. Just like Bon Jovi said in Living on a Prayer. It doesn't matter if we are naked or not. We got each other and that's no lie.
Oh, for crying out loud. You can't even get your song lyrics right. Okay, I gotta go back to work.
I have not released you from my custody. You ain't going nowhere, a little busy. The only place I will allow you is the restroom. Just like Creedence Clearwater Revival sang, I see a bathroom rising. There's a restroom on the right. We can even go together, green dude, and see who is the shortest straw.
I just need to go get out of my way so I can patrol these streets for child predators like yourself. Do you need me to arrest you again?
Just for that poor choice of words, I am now going to take you to that FEMA camp. That does not exist. I am finna treat you like man for man, green dude. Blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a douche, I am the ruler of the night. Now we bees finna get that COVID gene therapy and your moneypox vaccine in the ka-dunk-a-dunk-dunk. You need to get your gene therapies and have heart attacks just like we all do, sir.
Look, I'd rather be healthy than be cool. I take my health far too seriously to get those mRNA ingredients into my body.
Sir, if you want to get with me, you are going to need your gene therapy. You also will be able to get COVID just by the rest of us. Even Geolobalist got COVID after getting a gene therapy. And he is the CEO of Lysnica. Besides, even your criminal president that we raided at Mar-a-Lago to get attention off of us is proud of getting all your or something that cares into those gene therapies.
I do not blindly follow leaders into a slaughterhouse like you try to do.
You just told me the wrong kinds of words, says green dude. I'm now going to get those dungarees off you right this instant. Even if I have to do it myself. For all I know, you might have an AR-15, a meat cleaver, or a King James Bible inside your junk. I am so finna do a thorough crackdown on those cavities right now, green dude. A large crackdown, sir. I am also going to need you to bend over so I can have a look-see at your anal cavity. I am hereby required to swab your anal region with a 3-foot cotton swab. We're checking for COVID.
Please, educate yourselves out there. Do not let globalists tell you what to believe in.
You take that back, green dude. You dolts, fuss budgets and something duckers need to not educate yourselves out there. You must let globalists tell you what to believe in. We need to get Earth's population to under 500 million and get everyone their microchips.
Anyway, educate yourself. Listen to the Proof Negative radio show. Proof is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. He has on great co-hosts, excellent guests, and a lot of information you need to be aware of. Do not put a scam on your face and play Russian roulette with your body. Research everything. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live to listen to Proof. freedomizerradio.com.
How dare you tell the 99% to not listen to me? We need to eliminate the population so we can globally dominate. You are not helping our crime syndicate, green dude. You should be ashamed of yourself for crossing me and G. Globalist.
The New World Order can kiss my... We will defeat you and Satan's minions. We work for God.
All right, Danielle, your thoughts?
I have a lot of thoughts. My whole show yesterday was basically about the student loan thing. Okay, first of all, it was really funny. I loved the song references. But the student loan thing, we kind of still differ a little bit on that because, I don't know, I'll try to say this as quickly as I can, and that's, do you know there's $21 trillion missing from the Pentagon budget? You know, that's really like what, like, so we're fighting with these, like, really hardcore fighting with each other. And I have to say that the right side of it, the Republican side of it, is more triggered. Like, they're triggered like Democrats usually are, right, over this issue. And money is an illusion if $21 trillion can just go missing from the Pentagon budget. Just poof. And we're worried about, I mean, all of the... PPP loans, not all of, but a lot of PPP loans, poof, forgiven, way more than student loans, poof, forgiven. But this is the hill that we die on? This is where we go to court and stop actions and, you know, I don't even have student loans. But, you know, everything that we talk about on these shows, on all of our shows, is how screwed up our society is. And checking in for the millennials out there, who went through a public education system in San Diego County, I can tell you that stuff was ingrained into us since birth, basically. That if basically you're one step away from them saying, if you don't go to college, you'll never be happy in life. They push it so hard. And just like everybody, you know, trusts their doctors about vaccines, students trusted their educators. And so all of this stuff about, you know, oh, you signed and it's your debt, the interest rates on these things are gnarly.
Let me give my thoughts here. If you just have one or two more sentences, go ahead, but at some point I want to get in.
Yeah, I understand. And so really the only – no, you go ahead. You go ahead.
All right,
I would like
so,
to get into the religious aspect of it, too, at
so
some
the,
point, but go ahead.
So the $10,000 is not just being wiped away. What happened was this is being put into the national debt, and it averages out to about $2,300 per person. And so instead of it being whatever it was for the $10,000 a person, now they can get everybody to pay $2,300, which ends up being a lot more than the $10,000 per person. So they found a way to get even more money out of the population. on an existing debt.
Okay, that makes sense. I go back to the $21 trillion. Like, I go back to the PPP forgiveness, because that's something that's...
I understand that. And another thing with the debt, I think they could have done something to, instead of debt forgiveness, I think they could have slashed the interest rates, and that would have been better for everybody.
Sure, sure. I'm not suggesting that how they did it is helpful. It's just the energy that's coming off of people, this like vitriol, this, mm-hmm. I don't understand how people can be that mad at somebody when we've got all of these other things. This is pennies. This is crumbs compared.
Yes, but also at the same time, if they've tried to do this before and it was illegal then, if it's not above the Constitution then, why would it be now just because instead of Obama, it's Brandon? There's no reason as to why it's acceptable now. It's the exact same bill, just years later.
That's true, but if you want to get into the nitty-gritty of it, taxation is theft, and that's unconstitutional, too.
And therein lies why I said that if you want to play with the interest rates, if somebody's paying 10%, knock it down to 2%. Everybody wins.
Right.
Because you can write off interest. You can't – like if I owed you – hairpin $1,000, Brandon can't say, oh, you don't have to pay that. I think that's where the issue is. I think that's why there's people going back and forth on it.
Yeah. I mean, you know that anything that's going to, that, you know, that's even supposed to help out is going to be more money for the rich than for the poor. But it really does help a lot of people who are, you know, very close to the edge, and inflation isn't helping, right? So if it's just even a little breathing room, in my opinion, I want the whole system to collapse. I don't really believe in this monetary system anymore, and I would like to go back to cooperating for,
If they were able to wipe the debt clean and not force everybody else to pay it, I could look at it, but if I didn't go to college, I couldn't afford it. So why am I able to pay for it now? That's my question, and that's a valid point. And,
but then the next thing I would say is, why don't we cancel? Why isn't there a medical debt forgiveness? I could get behind that too. But maybe you're not sick. You've never been sick. You've never had loans. I still want to pay for that if the system was run properly. I don't mind my tax dollars going to things that help the people. What I have a hard time
with. Right, but when you're $35 trillion in debt, you don't have money for that, unfortunately. If the debt wasn't where it is, I could look at stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying that, like, this is a joke. The crumbs that are being handed out, they're not helping too many people. But who they really are helping out are people who went to college and had to drop out for some reason, don't have a degree, and still have student loan debt. All of that's wiped out. Maybe their credit gets a little bit better. These are just crumbs. These are crumbs. And so,
So a lot of people took out a ton more than $10,000 in just 1 year. So I don't even know how much it helped. I'm not saying it didn't help, but
it's a semester.
When the government finds a way to make somebody happy by making five other people pay for it, and they call that cool, I'm not interested.
Isn't it the same thing as these PPP loans that are being forgiven too, though? Like, what? I don't really hear anybody screaming about those being forgiven, and it's kind of the same metric.
Yeah, Nancy Pelosi got I want to say a couple billion in a PPP loan that she didn't have to pay back.
Oh, yeah, all the rich folks did, because their lawyers were like, let's sign up, let's see what happens, and they got it. So that's fine. I'm just saying that the money is such an illusion at this point that and then also, like, the Christian part of the what Broccoli Man said is that, I do actually believe, like, most of my show yesterday was about Jubilee, about how debts are forgiven every 7 years, So why are student loans not, able to be in that same thing? Like, of course people should want to, debts to be, especially when they're being accumulated in predatory fashion by brainwashing children to believe that that's the only way you're going to be happy. So of course you're going to go get their degree and what do you call it, or what does everybody call it, gender studies or whatever. You know, it's you know, my husband went to college. He's got a counseling degree. You know, but he's a doc master. And he still has a whole lot of student loans. I don't. So that's going to maybe offset a little bit of interest. But that's, you know, but still, it's my biggest thing is that people are so upset about some people not having to be on the brink of disaster, right? It's just a little bit of breathing room. And I just see so much.
And in my opinion, that's why it's flaunted in our face, so they can come back and say, see, you're mad because you have to pay for somebody else. And then they just rub it in our face.
Again, I would rather pay for gender studies than having $21 trillion of dark money go to the biggest killing machine
totally
in the history
things.
Of
I think
mankind.
I think what you're doing is you're equating an apple to a piece of celery. They're two separate things.
How so? We're talking about where our tax dollars go, right?
Right, but the thing is that the billionaires know how to write themselves off, whereas you're not going to hear the billionaires complain that they're not able to pay back their PPPs. And it's not going to be in the media. Nobody's going to stand up and say it's wrong other than shows like us where we might get 2,000 or 5,000 people that say, Proof and Danielle, you're right. But it's not going to be on any news. Sean Hannity's not going to cover this. CNN's not going to cover the PPP loans. But they will flaunt the crap out of the $10,000 student loans just to get people to fight with each other.
That's exactly right. That's the biggest point. That's the biggest problem.
Which
that
is
I have
why
with
I
all
say that they're two totally separate things.
Well, but your arguments for it have to do with taxes and who's going to pay for it, right?
Yeah,
and,
but
and
a lot of it is media. A lot of it is media blitz.
Sure. So I would suggest if we want to cancel student loans that we end a war or two. You know what I mean? It's just right there. We could
just
cancel medical debt.
Just expecting people that don't want to pay for it to pay for it is not a winnable solution. You have to do things like, what are you cutting to pay for this?
Right. The military budget. Let's end two wars. Do you know how much money that would save us? We could cancel student loans, all of student loans and medical debt if we wanted to. You know what I mean? So let's keep us fighting, but, you know, there are other solutions that nobody is ever going to talk about. So that's why I say, like, politics is one thing, but for the most part, we just need to stop relying on
the system. It's like whenever you see that meme that has the king with a million cookies on his plate, and you got one guy with two cookies and the other one with none, and the guy with the million cookies says, see, he has your cookie, and he's too greedy to share it.
Right.
Meanwhile, he has a million cookies.
Somebody's just commenting in the chat that Baghdad has fallen, the U.S. embassy in collapse, helicopter evacuation, Joe Biden's nightmare. Whoa. Okay.
Yeah. So Al Qaeda is back to covering Al Qaeda again. Brandon over the weekend ordered more airstrikes in Syria that nobody's talking about.
Yeah, Jimmy Dore's talking about it. I don't even know when I was talking about Jimmy Dore if I told you that he's a comedian. I should have started with that.
No, I know who he is.
So yeah, but your friend.
Hairpin is a financial aid officer as a day job, and I wanted to get his opinion. I'm sure he probably aligns more with you than myself.
Yeah. So Danielle, of all of Proof's guests, I'm the one who's probably most progressive or liberal leaning. But I'm from the South and I've lived on a military base for 3 years, so I have a lot of half my friends are right leaning or even far right, and they're all upset. And so you're asking, why are they so mad? Because some of them feel like it's pandering just to get votes for the midterm.
I agree.
So that's
one
reason. For the people who just finished paying off their loans or paid off their loans in the last 5 years, they feel insulted and there's not being anything offered to them. Well, here's 10,000
maybe $10,000 off your taxes for the next 5 years, right? So it's kind of for the people who are angry.
Yeah, or if you have kids, here's $10,000 for your child's college fund.
They're feeling excluded. And then some are just upset because they know that it's not addressing the problem. It's just like just a quick fix. And so I do work in financial aid, and I cringe about my job every day just because people take out so many thousands and thousands and thousands. And this $10,000, for a lot of the students I work with, this is not going to help them. Technically, it will make things slightly easier, but it's not going to make a dent, and they're just going to repeat the problems because they're not going to be burdened by that learning experience, right? But more importantly, but my main thing is that for some people, it's going to help them. It's going to be life-changing aid for them. And then I kind of mimic you, but not just military, is the government wastes so much money, what's a little bit more? So, I mean.
Right. That's why I brought up the $21 trillion. I know it gets redundant, but, like, it really does put their priorities in perspective.
But I think I would hope that my progressive friends would agree on, but they seem to be kind of zoned out. But I know Proof has said it and you said it, is that we're conditioned to think that if you don't go to college, if you don't get your degree, then your life won't amount to anything, you won't have any success, and you will just be stuck. No, and that's just not true. I mean, when people ask me, what do you recommend for my kid? I'm like, well, do they even like college? What is their goal? If they have no goal, tell them to go to the military or go to a trade school until they know something, because college is not for everyone. So now there's people who are taking out thousands and thousands of dollars of loans. And even if they graduated, they're not doing jobs that they want to do, or they're not happy. So
Just one quick point. Why can't we give, personal loans to students or to people who just turn 18 to go start their own business? Why are those loans denied? Yeah. The student loans are handed out by candy. Yeah.
Let me answer this. When I did go to college, I'm a college dropout, and I did go to a business class once, and the first thing they tell you is how to apply for a loan. Not even to market yourself or advertise or how to hone your craft. The first thing they do is, this is how you write a business plan so you can loan, get money borrowed.
So that's one business class. There are people who know how to navigate to play the game. Loans can be beneficial sometimes. But
I'm not saying they're
not
beneficial, but that shouldn't be like the very first thing you're teaching.
That was your class, and it's a good thing you dropped out of it, because that's a stupid class. I'm pretty sure that's not.
Oh, I got my B in there, but I didn't get an A. I got a B, but I didn't pursue it. I thought that was dumb.
And I'll tell you another thing. So many people send their kids to school for a business major. Business major means nothing. What does that mean? I don't know. There's like 200 different businesses in the world. But Danielle, one thing that's gone unspoken about in this loan forgiveness is the doubling of the Pell Grants. I am totally against that. And to your point, I'd rather take that money and resubsidize like trade, because everyone talks about infrastructure. Well, everyone who's capable of fixing our infrastructure, they're about to retire. Two-thirds of the trades and union, they're about to retire. Who's going to do these fixes when we pass these infrastructure bills? We need to use that money to identify the people who do want to be from in New Jersey. You can make easily $100,000 to $150,000 as a plumber. Why would you send your kid to school? Why?
Yeah, there are four trades that you can get into right now, and they pay you to go to trade school. Like you could start out as an apprentice. You might get $15 an hour to be an apprentice, but if you're getting paid $15 an hour to say, hey, hand me a wrench, so what?
Yep. So I'm a big supporter
plumbers,
of Hunt Pro.
Plumbers, electricians, HVAC and heating, and appliance
welders,
repair, like refrigerators and that, yes, welders.
Yep. Vaccine salesmen? Oh, no.
Yeah,
no,
unfortunately.
Not
probably not.
No, not no. But, yeah, so, yeah, I mean, but for me, one of the bigger things is the universities are lame. A lot of people say it's the interest compared to a credit card is a lot lower than a credit card. It's the universities that keep on raising the tuition and fees every single year and don't stop even in hard times or inflation. They don't freeze it.
So you might know the answer to this, Airpin. I looked in 2021, and I don't know. I didn't look at this year's stats. But there were like 72 or 73 schools in the United States where the annual tuition was over $50,000.
How many universities?
72 or 73. It was in that ballpark.
I think there's more than that.
Well,
I
like Michigan
probably,
State, you're going to pay $55,000 a year. And if you're getting a loan, you're calculating 4 years – you're getting your $220,000 plus any incidentals like living on campus and whatever else.
Yep, yep. I would multiply that 72 sounds like one city or one state because I think it's a lot greater than that.
I'm going to be really interested
There's not that many huge universities, though. Each state, well, maybe not North or South Dakota, but Arizona would have Arizona and Arizona State. California might have 8 or 10 of them.
But I think that's the thing. That's where they pick you. I think you're seeing it with some small private school that you've never heard of. I think you're seeing it with state school.
And I didn't even think of MIT and Yale and all them or Stanford.
Yeah.
But, yeah, maybe it's 100 now. I don't know.
You know, I'd multiply that by at least 10. There's more schools than you think. So like, say, if you're saying, like, the Arizona State schools, so you're thinking of the two big ones, but then there's other schools in that system that are charging just as much or maybe a little bit more for not being on the main campus. But all the universities, they are bilking. So it's, on one hand, they're bilking their students, and on the other hand, they're putting them in debt and not preparing them to succeed after they graduate. So.
Well, you're 100% on that.
So, Danielle, I think for some people it will be life-changing and it will help them a lot. I think for the vast majority, it'll just be a short pause.
Mm-hmm. Breathing room.
Which for some people they'll use to their advantage, but I've seen these students. So what do you think they're going to do? They're thinking that since they don't have to spend $10,000 on loans, they're going to spend it on something that's even more stupid, and they'll probably buy it with credit card. This rate's going to be higher. So,
But with that, they're not deferring payments. It's just that. If Ohio State is charging $67,000 this year, now you're paying $57,000. You still don't make $57,000 in a year, so you're going to be behind regardless. It's just instead of a payment being $1,000 a month, your payment might be $888.
Right. But
who
does
that help?
So what? It doesn't help anyone. So the loan repayment has been frozen for almost 2 years. If they had any money whatsoever, they should have been applying it towards their loans.
They didn't.
But almost every student I know has not done that.
Yeah. They didn't have it, though. With inflation and, you know, gas and all of this stuff, you know, and people
then,
being out of work.
Even if they had it, because I think the bigger problem is that in high school, we don't teach financial literacy.
Yes,
so,
that's true.
That's
no,
I mean,
they want you right for the picking. They don't want you to know any of this stuff.
Right. Yeah, so, I mean, and them, our government and the university system, and it's probably the same way in other countries as well, they want us to not know. They don't want us to know anything about vaccines. They don't want us to know about financial literacy because then we do it what Proof did. If you can't afford a school, don't go to it. There's another school that you can go to. I tell people in New York all the time, the state schools and the city schools, they're just as good as the big schools, and it's like a tenth of the cost. Have your kid go to the state school.
Absolutely.
Or the community college.
I also wonder, and maybe you'll have an idea about this, but I'm wondering what technology is going to do for in-person classes and books. Like, is there any reason why you can't just get a free copy of a download of a textbook if a teacher is using it and, you know, do virtual learning?
That's an even bigger scam, where they might charge you $278 for the book for a three-month course, and then you sell the book back. It's like, hey, I'll give you $4 for it.
Okay.
So,
The current answer is in between both of your examples. So now you can – some schools and some professors, it's very rare that you have to buy a book for $278. Now, for me, I had to pay at least $200 for all my books, and then when I returned them unopened, I'd get like $5 for them. Now you
Yes.
can rent them. You can rent them. Sometimes some professors will give you free PDFs or very inexpensive PDFs. If the professors are cool, they're not going to change the edition every year. Oh no, you need to use Business 7.0. But I have. Why can't I use Business 6.0? Oh, it's no longer up to date. What changed in a year? Nothing. So that's not a big thing. What we're seeing is that because a lot of schools are having to shift to the hybrid model where they're remoting more, that students are getting more disinterested in college. So you're going to have more dropping out and having loans without having the education. Or no, I shouldn't say that because I don't believe that. But without having the means to find a job that can pay back those loans. I've been saying to anyone who listened that the funding model for universities in this country isn't going to last. And if it doesn't change, it's just going to get worse. This thing that President Biden just passed, it's maybe at best a three-year fix, but I wouldn't even say it's a six-month fix.
Yeah,
food.
We don't agree on much here, Penn, but I agree with that.
And again, Danielle, there's going to be some people that this is going to be the life support that they needed. Unfortunately, I don't think that number is as high as President Biden is trying to say. And I don't like fact that we're giving $10,000 to people who are making $125,000 a year. That's not a family. That's one person. Why are they getting loan forgiveness?
Exactly.
So.
Well,
but it's like it goes – it's not the same as your military example, but our government wastes money all the time, and they do things just to – I don't really know why they do things. I wonder if they practice selling it to themselves in the mirror.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then they write – they go to Hawaii and do a little bit of role play, and then they write it off.
I wanted to ask Sherpin, too. I'm going to switch topics just a little bit, but – I think the two topics will be one and the same here shortly. Let's get your opinion hairpin of 87,000 brand new IRS agents in the Inflation Reduction Act.
My life has been a lot better. I've been having a lot happier when I stopped reading the news so much. I saw something about that, and it just and they're arming them too, right?
Yes.
It just seems stupid to me.
Got another 5 million rounds of ammunition, and the goal is to turn them into the military against Americans, because legally they can't use the military against us, but they can create a government agency, according to Brandon. And Obama bragged about trying to do that. So this is it right here. And I think that if you do not declare your $10,000 on your student loan debt, then you'll get that special knock on the door.
No.
Oh, yeah. So did they say that, though? Here's the thing.
Yep.
It's
written in, ironically,
their target is families that make between $75,000 and $200,000 a year. That's their target. After saying that they're not going to tax anybody making over $400,000 a year, but they're going to seriously audit families that make between $40,000 and $100,000 a person.
Just like the two of you mentioned earlier tonight, that taxation isn't legal, I don't see how we can reverse that, but I'm a big proponent of a flat tax rate with no...
Well, so am I. I don't know, Hairpin, if we ever discussed this, but and I know I'm going to bring up Russia and the liberals out there are going to be upset. I'm not bragging about how awesome Putin is. I'm just simply stating what the tax rate is in Russia. Do you know how they do taxes in Russia?
No. What is that?
So say you buy, let's just say you buy 5 gallons of paint, and it comes out to 100 rubles or whatever. You pay a 15% tax, a value-added tax, on everything you purchase. So you walk out of the store, you're paying 115 rubles. That's it. There's no sales tax. There's no state tax. There's no city tax. And there's definitely no income tax. You just pay a 15% fee, you're done. And that's only on, that's only on items that you pay for that's not considered food.
Yeah, but there's I'm not even going to begin to comment on that because I don't know how Russia works.
I can tell you right now, Danielle, what's the state tax rate? Last I looked, it was 19%.
I don't really like to talk about bad things, but I can look it up. Hold on.
Well, you don't
have to look it up.
Just for argument's sake, we'll say the state tax rate is 20%, and that's just the state tax without going crazy looking for it.
What kind of state tax are you talking about?
For California, just the state tax that you get taken out of your paycheck.
Let's see. Yeah, I don't know. I work for myself, so.
So let's just say you spend 20%. It might be 21, it might be 19. So we'll say 10% plus, what's the sales tax? 10%? 11?
Sales tax is, I think, 7 now is. So 8.82.
All right, so you're in for 29% at least, and that's just for the state.
Right.
Not including the income tax for the whole U.S. So why is Russia's taxes cheaper than California?
Reason that Alaska has a lower. Same reason why Alaska and Texas have, because they have all that income from oil and natural gas.
Well, I'm just, like I said, I'm just giving an example here, and I know you haven't really looked in other countries. But Europe, they pay through the nose, but everybody else, and I think Australia pays through the nose as well, but a lot of other countries don't tax their citizens like that.
Well, they tax them in other ways. I don't know about Russia, but you're the first person who I've ever heard of who's like said, well, why don't we do things like Russia? I know that they do value-added taxes in Europe, and they do it in different ways in different products. I've heard of some ways that they do it for gas, which is kind of cool, but then you have to track the mileage, and that seems kind of big brother to me, so I don't like that. But again, at this point, I don't really care about what they do in the other countries. It's broken here, and I think do a flat tax rate and give no exemptions. Because all the rich people, they have the lawyers that know how to write, like you said, proof, how to write and have a zero ADI. And that's just wrong. But
There was a famous, I think he was a politician, or that said that he made, I mean, it was, he made a ton of money, and he said that his secretary paid more in taxes than he did. I'm trying to think of who that was. But they laughed. They pay people to, you know, it's either pay a lawyer or pay the government. Might as well pay a lawyer.
Well, we're all going to need tax attorneys from here on out, because if you're left without one, the IRS can go after you. I feel a lot better having somebody else try to stand up for me than me standing up for myself.
Yeah.
Right.
And he, those 87,000, like Proof said, they're not going after the wealthy and making sure that they're not taking their exemptions. They're going after the middle class.
Yeah, it's like an hourglass, right? So there's plenty of money for the upper class. They pay, you know, lawyers rather than taxes.
And I don't know if you know this, they took out a tax for the millionaires in that same bill.
Isn't that nice of them? Isn't that nice? They are definitely a special interest, you know? So I understand.
I just can't believe that people still think that Democrats are for the people and the Republicans are for the rich, wealthy billionaires.
That's a little bit of special, too. And I try to pretend that they're just trolls on the internet, but I had an in-person conversation just this last weekend with one, and so I know that I'm very sad that there are still people out there that believe that everything that Biden is doing is good and Orange Man bad, and that's just how the world works.
But
you
know, I do have confidence, though, that I think if DeSantis was the president going up against anybody on the Democrat side, I think he's a DeSantis guy. I'm just guessing. I don't want to put words in his mouth.
Who?
You.
Oh, no. I do not like DeSantis. But I do think he's going to be the next president. And I probably cringe. I can't even think of who the Democrats would even put up.
Governor Grusom or Michael Robinson Obama, who I'm sure is a nice lady. You got one of those two. Those are 1A and 1B for them.
I haven't.
My theory is they're going to try to slip in Hillary.
I think they like Grusom because, remember, the connection to Nazi Pelosi, and they like how he destroyed California with COVIDs, and he's running ads in Texas and Florida trying to get people to go to California even though people don't like him. But he's proven that he's a dictator.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, my God, he's going to get his ass kicked. That would be so fun.
And the thing is he looks young enough, and some of the Democrats who don't know who he is think that he looks cool because he, just like Adolf Hitler, is big into fitness and is he a vegetarian? I don't remember. But I know that he...
You'd be amazed by how many people vote based on looks. That's why you'll never see a fat president in your lifetime, not of the United States, because in our country, we just can't have someone who's ugly looking be president. We just can't allow it.
I keep trying to pitch the next presidential election as like Dancing with the Stars style and like hosted by the Kardashians. Like that's really where we're going anyway in this joke of an election cycle, right? Like, we all know it's rigged. Why are we still trying to pretend that it isn't? Let's just do what it is, you know, call it what it is and put it on prime time. We'll get one step closer to idiocracy. That's where we are in this world.
Yeah.
But there is nothing that Governor Grusom can do that would make our nation better at all. He just banned he banned gas-powered cars in 2035. And he banned leaf blowers and lawnmowers and a bunch of other stuff. That'll be nationwide. He'll help ban meat. He doesn't have a problem with banning the sale of meat and everybody eats the bugs.
Yeah, absolutely. Get chickens.
I will never represent that. And I'm not saying I would never vote Democrat. If it was Tulsi Gabbard that ran against Trump, I would take Tulsi right now.
I don't see any good Democratic candidates. I can't even think of any.
But why would you vote for the Democrats if you don't have a candidate you believe in? I'm not making fun of you. I think it's a legitimate question.
No, I'll go back to voting independent because I can't see any. So Danielle, before 2019, I said as long I don't care who the Democrats choose as long as it's not Biden. And who do they choose? Biden.
Yeah, they shot him right up there too. Cheated Bernie.
Yeah, it was a magical Super Tuesday. He was losing everywhere. And then whoever that was in South Carolina says, I support Biden. And the next day, he was leading, and they left everyone off the polls. Everyone else.
And then everybody dropped out except Bernie and Pocahontas.
Right.
Well, and Bernie was handed the proof that he was cheated. Like, that's not – Bernie's not innocent. He's definitely participating
somehow.
Well, I agree.
He took the money.
Yeah. I think it's worse than that, but that's a whole different story. And – I think that even though I know for a fact, since remember, like that's how it started with me, I was a full-on Bernie Sanders supporter. I was definitely a Democrat. This is a pretty recent wake-up for me. And honestly, like Bernie Sanders lied to people, but the one thing that Bernie Sanders taught me is to know when politicians were lying, including Bernie Sanders, right? So that's something that I'll always be thankful for. Is that I watched very closely. I supported that candidate very loudly and with my dollars and with my, you know, social media platform and every possible door knocking, every possible way that I could, I supported that candidate. And we watched them rig it in every single state. So, the fact that people are like, oh, the big lie, Trump was cheated. Trump was cheated. We watched it happen to Bernie. Bernie Sanders was handed the proof. And he decided not to use it.
Yeah,
yep.
Well,
that is
the thing I look at with Bernie, which is why the globalists needed to have an intervention and take the troglodyte out there with Brandon. Bernie, even though we disagree with him politically and especially economically, he has thousands of followers, just like Ron Paul did, except he was the exact opposite. But he had devout followers. If he was left to run against Trump, it would have been neck and neck. I'm not saying Bernie would have won, but it would have been extremely close.
Right. But they cheated him. You know, it went to court. We all know it went to court. DNC fraud lawsuit, Jared Beck and Jared and Elizabeth Beck took it to court. They went in front of a judge, and the DNC lawyers did not say we didn't cheat. They said, we had every right to cheat. We could have gone into a smoke-filled back room and picked our candidate. They admitted it in court.
Yes, they could have picked somebody that wasn't even on the ballot.
Right, and they did, and they have every time. And then just for, you know, to rub more salt in the wound, Bernie did it again the second time, and they cheated him the same way. And then these Bernie supporters have the audacity to say that Trump is lying about being cheated. Come on. Come on. Don't do that.
So I just feel personally that you can negotiate a little bit with Bernie supporters. At least they stand for something. Even if it's for communism, they stand for something. If you run across an average Democrat voter, what do they have? Whether it's Mayor Pete, whether it is Brandon, whether it is Michael Robinson Obama, who I'm sure is a nice lady, whether you're voting for the badge, it doesn't matter. You're not voting for them like, oh, I think that person would be an awesome leader. You're voting for them because either I can't stand Trump or I always vote Democrat. Those are your two answers as why you're voting for some of those clowns.
Yeah, Democrats don't vote for people. They vote against people.
Right.
And that's just sad. Because honestly, some of the best organizers I've ever met I've met because they were Democrats, and I was a Democrat. It wasn't until after I actually did leave the Democratic Party pretty early. I went to the Green Party, but in California, they're basically one and the same nowadays. But they're some of the best organizers I've ever met were in the Democratic Party, and if only those people would use their energy for good instead of evil. You know what I mean? It would, what the world could do. So I don't know. It's just that.
I just think that if you want the Democrat Party to thrive, you have to punish them by not voting right now. They're not doing the more they know that they can depend on you, the less they have to do for you. And that's the truth.
Yeah.
You have to make them earn your money. And if they're not earning your money, don't give it to them. And it doesn't matter what political party it is. Like I said, I'm off the Trump train. If Trump called right now and said, I'm running, give me $20, I'd hang up the phone.
Yeah. I'm a big believer that we need to have more political parties that have equal. Why do we have to have two? Why can't we have more? Why can't the Green Party be stronger? Why can't the Libertarian Party have more support? Because when you only have those two parties, if you don't agree with either one wholeheartedly, you lose in every single election.
Well, we know what they do to third parties. They handcuff them and take them out of the building when they try to participate in a rightfully participate in a presidential debate. We know what they do.
Right.
And so, honestly, like I keep going into the political well just because these are most of the people who still kind of believe in this stuff. They're fighters. They want the world to be better or the country to be better. I really don't think that people get into politics to oppress people. I think that and the two-party system is there's just no way to get to work around it at this point. So, anybody who wants to get into politics has to probably realize at some point that this is not the best use of energy. Like, turn your back on the system completely and plant food and do it yourself. Or do local.
Yeah.
Local is really the biggest way to make big changes on a national level is you have to start local. So I still do support local, but national, it's like, ooh, when do we turn our back? When do we say that, that this system doesn't represent us and stop relying on it and be the example? I was hopeful, actually, that COVID would do it, that COVID would, get people to start looking at it from a different perspective. And honestly, when we want to talk about a waste of money, COVID was the biggest upward transfer of wealth in human history.
Yes.
We're not talking about little bits here and there. We're talking about a complete game changer. And so when they take this currency out of the hands of the majority, it's going to fail. We have to have a plan that's going to be there when this currency system fails. And you know what? The best part about this is the infrastructure is already there. How are we going to do traffic lights? Well, you know what? Somebody already knows how to do that. I think the sooner that we look at this system as, keeping us in a cage, being held by a minority, just a handful of people can, control all of this stuff. They can send IRS agents to your house. They can, tax you. They can, jab your children at school without consent. They can do all of these things legally. Why are we still participating?
And just to piggyback, the more we go with it, the worse it's going to get. So we might have, depending on how fast they want this digital currency, if the Democrats win back the Senate and the Congress, you can expect by February or March that Digital Currency Act to take place, and that's when things turn into Venezuela.
I am pretty confident that it will not win the Congress back. That's everything that I've heard. The projections are, I don't know. I don't even care. It just gets me so upset now.
Well, normally I think it's healthy to have one side cover each. This way only the best bills get through. I don't want one side running things normally, but I think that the Democrats have abused this so much that they need a two-year break at minimum. I think the political party misuses what they have, that you need to punish them. I'm not a loyalist.
I was just going to say, or at least give the other side a little bit of time to undo the damage that's been done legally, right? So at least 2 years to undo this damage. The House and the Senate could do something, but, you know, like I said, I would rather put my energy, I would rather know what you're growing in your garden or what you're planning on growing in your garden for next year rather than, you know, who you voted for, honestly.
Yeah, but we need change in order to coincide, because otherwise they I don't know if you heard about this, Hairpin, but it's Executive Order 14067, the Digital Currency Act.
No, I haven't heard about it.
This stops cash, so cash will no longer be usable. And your bank accounts will have negative interest rates. And there's not a thing you could do about it because you can't take your money out. It's all digital.
I feel like my bank account already has negative interest rates. I mean, what's the interest rate in California for a savings account or checking account? Is it even one?
What? No. I mean, certain accounts are, but basic accounts. I mean, they charge a fee, so a year.
Yeah,
a
in order to get, like, 2%, you need to have, like, $50,000 in a checking account. How many middle class people?
At least have a money market account in most cases.
Yeah.
How many?
Yeah.
How many middle class Americans have that much liquid cash that they're going to put $50,000 in a savings?
Well, money markets, depending on your bank, is anywhere from $2,500 to $5,000. If you have a money market, then they will give you a wee bit of interest. Otherwise, they're going to charge you for an
yeah.
account.
Yes, a
that's
wee bit.
That's why I
wee bit. Yeah, so.
You got to do the trust route is the only way to go, right? Or put it in the dirt. Like, that's what my family did is we just have land trusts, and that's the difference between public and private law, and that's what the rich people know how to do that the middle class and the poor don't.
Hey,
yeah.
Before it gets too late, I don't know if I showed you guys the new IRS ad.
No.
Oh, God.
The wiretap created an ad for the 87,000 agents. So he did this ad in his apartment.
Oh, this is the Brockman. Okay.
Yeah, but it's the wiretap, so it's the villain.
Right. At first I thought she said there was a real ad on my... is that
no.
your way of
oh,
saying if you
I
can't
was,
beat him, joining?
But I play this as a spoof ad sometimes. So I figured while you're both here, we can watch it.
Okay.
So we're whenever you guys are ready.
Yep, I'm ready.
One
you ready,
second. Daniel? I got an ad playing.
All right, I can hold. You're good? Danielle, you're good?
Okay. I'm ready.
All right, cool. So 3, 2, 1, action.
Hello to all you filth bags and something duckers that are looking for employment. We're hiring 87,000 new IRS agents. Are you able to knock on doors and demand to see people's tax returns? We need people who are willing to handle firearms. You need to be the government's new army. Your job will consist of number not grades of people who work as waitresses and did not report all their cash tips. Or maybe they had a yard sale and did not report income. You might need to shoot someone dead who is refusing to cooperate. Or you may have to deal with some childrens. That part is for me. You might need to enforce your will on people by any means necessary to force those 99% dolts and nincompoops to give over all their property to the 1%. If they say they voted for Trump, you kick them in the kumquats. Look, almost 75 million Americans voted for Trump. Another 12 million voted for other candidates. There is another 40 million that voted for Brandon and said something mean about him on Spybook. We need to teach those political enemies that we mean business as we turn America into a third world hellhole for all. If you vote Democrat, we will be coming for you eventually. But for now, we are starting our training and first order of work with bringing those right and center wing extremists to those FEMA camps that do not exist. So who wants to work for the IRS? Just go to their website and then we will put you in basic training. Once you prove to us you can handle a firearm and threaten Trump supporters hardcore enough, we will place you on those mean streets and help us confiscate property on all those fuss budgets that did not complete a perfect error-free annual taxation form. Good luck to all you applicants. And good luck all you adults in something that cares who will let us get away with it.
All right. I hope he got his point across.
Yeah.
Definitely. I say we send those IRS agents out to go find the $21 trillion missing from the Pentagon budget.
Well, I want to know, too, how Paul Pelosi gets a not guilty on his drunk driving.
He had somebody in the car. The Anons are saying it was a child.
What? It was the child's fault?
No. So Pelosi got in that accident, right, the DUI?
Yes.
Or not in an accident, but got pulled over, I guess. And
yes.
There was somebody else in the car, and they say it, the Anons are saying it was a child.
Hmm. Yeah, I just know that...
Are you really wondering how he didn't get a DUI when...
I know what happened the day before.
Yeah. I know they switched out the judges and the jurors the day before. I'm not stupid.
You don't even have to switch out the judges and the jurors because it never got that far.
Exactly.
I mean, that's how it works. Have you ever heard of O.J. Simpson? I mean,
they don't care.
If you're a rich and celebrity, you get off. Basically, if you can afford it, you can get off. Danielle,
yeah.
in some of my graduate classes, I had some people from the military who did multiple tours in Afghanistan, and some of them would have to deal with the mullahs and such, and they said that they would just to advance, that they would, like, bring just pizza boxes just full of cash to win support or something. That you couldn't audit. And to be honest, I don't think the military has been audited in 22 years. So,
mm-hmm.
So you're not going to find
that. They come in pizza boxes.
Yeah, I don't know why pizza boxes.
I do.
Why pizza boxes? I mean,
it's
where do
code.
You get pizza
They're
boxes?
Buying children.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
They were buying children.
Yeah, the pizza,
it's like
napkins and hot dog maps. That's what they're called.
Yeah. I like to equate it with somebody saying that they're going, they're going to go skiing and it's in July, right? We know they're doing something else other than skiing, especially if it's in July, right? Going on a ski trip this weekend. Do you guys know what that is?
No, I've never heard of it be a ski trip.
Cocaine. They're doing cocaine.
Oh.
Right?
Oh,
white powder, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe it's because of, like, my upbringing, but I didn't, like, there's a, there was a pizza, not a pizza shop, but a taco shop in San Diego, Alberto's, that started as a drug front. And, you know, I guess the food was so good that they went semi-legit, but didn't pay their taxes, so went down. Mm. But it was a drug trafficking. You know, you go in and you order a taco, and you usually get something that's in the shape of a taco, but it's something else. It's some kind of drug. So these little, the code words and stuff like that, they've, you know, if they do it for drugs, they definitely do it for people, right? So, and that's really like the thing about the kind of the colonial secret, to say, is that our military, our government, the pillars of our society are run by pedophiles. They're pedophiles. And government is no exception. And it's all, and there's records of it. So pizza definitely makes sense, especially knowing how much money of our, how much of our Pentagon budget goes to human trafficking operations, which is another really big reason why Ukraine is in everybody's hearts and minds, and we're trying to protect them because they're the biggest human trafficking hub in the world. So,
and they also, behind China, have the most medical labs that we pay for.
Yeah, yeah. And don't get me wrong, our government doesn't just exclusively traffic people. They traffic guns and drugs.
I just want to know how it is that Zelensky can have time to go on American late-night talk shows while he's in the middle of a war.
Well, you know exactly why. Because this is a reality TV show.
Yeah.
I mean, there are people dying, but it's a show. It's meant to be this way. It's meant to tug on your heartstrings. Our government doesn't give a shit about dead babies. We kill babies like ants. You know what we're doing in Yemen?
They don't care if
you
it's
know,
your birthday.
You know,
just like
yeah.
50 cents.
You know what we're doing in Syria right now? Like, it's just ridiculous. They don't give
yes.
one.
Yeah, back to bomb striking. But the important thing is that they raided Mar-a-Lago, even though most Democrats even side with the fact that it's wrong.
Right. This is a TV show. This is daytime television.
Oh,
I thought daytime television
was
something to watch.
Did you hear that Brandon said everybody that voted against Brandon or is planning to not vote for him are called semi-fascists? That's the new hot term. We're all semi-fascists because we don't support him.
Kind of lie.
I just heard. Read something about it, but when I see articles like that, I quickly click away. I don't know what happened, but in the last 5 years, each side keeps on calling everyone Nazi or fascist, and I'm just like,
well, I don't think I've ever seen DeSantis just call everybody Nazis, but I did see Governor Chris say that.
Yeah, don't vote for me. That's a hell of a strategy.
Yeah, if you vote for the other person, then you have hate in your heart, and I don't want it. So
I wonder what he's going to do to those people if he ever got
in. DeSantis, but Governor Crist, you can't just go out and call people who may or may not vote for you racist, fascist, communist. You can't just come out on the offense. Why should I vote for you, Crist? Well, if you don't vote for me, you're a fascist, and I want to put you in a FEMA camp. That's not very enchanting. I would never, ever in my lifetime vote for somebody that told me that.
Right, exactly.
Wait, who said it, Biden or Chris?
Charlie Chris co-signed on it. Let me see if I could play it, because I didn't find it on YouTube when I was looking for it, but it was on the Gateway Pundit, and it's live, so it's maybe I could play it off my computer here. Let me see if I can play it. I'm going to turn my volume up just a skosh because I don't have it on my switchboard.
What do you think about the president calling millions of Americans semi-fascist?
Listen, he's got to express and be honest about what he feels in his heart and his soul, and I think that's probably exactly what he did.
So that was just a 14-second clip, but it goes further than that. And he said on that same video, those who support DeSantis should stay for him and vote for him.
Yeah, it's like a
That's
press
just,
conference.
Yes. Well, no, this was on an interview on CNN. I'll send it to you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, the one I saw was he got asked about DeSantis
voters. Yeah, that was the viral
voters,
one.
Like,
he doubled down on this.
Oh.
But then again, that worked for Brandon because he said if you voted for Trump, if you're thinking about voting for Trump, stay there. We don't need your votes.
Yeah.
Stay where?
Or you ain't black.
Yes.
Look, I think I know that Proof and I have discussed this or chatted about this many times. Nothing that comes out, I don't take anything that comes out of Biden's mouth with any sort of truthfulness, or I think the guy has had dementia for a good 6 years, or if not longer.
Yeah. But don't be surprised if they run him out there in 24, because look at how successful he's been. They don't care that he has a 24% approval rating. Look at what he's been able to do.
If they run him out there, it's because they've got no one better. Unless something big happens, unless Trump runs against DeSantis, DeSantis is going to be the president. I don't see any other. Unless something happens, I just don't see it. Not only do the Republicans who love him for being a new beacon for the Republican Party, but a lot of undecided like what he's doing and saying more than any of the nonsense that's coming out of Biden's mouth.
Well, and I'll just give an example. If you look at how DeSantis ran Florida with COVID versus Governor Grusom, and those two are going to be the people that duke it out possibly, if you're going to go off COVID, there's no reason why you would vote for Grusom.
Right.
There's zeros of people that are saying, I'm tired of freedom, I'm moving to Los Angeles, and I'm in Miami, I'm going to L.A. Nobody is saying that right now.
Oh, yeah, no. I went to L.A. for a weekend, and I got PTSD.
Yeah, I've been to L.A. twice in my life, and that was enough.
Yeah, but you're in Manhattan now, so how do you deal with that?
I love Manhattan. I love New York City.
And as you know, I'm originally a Port Jefferson guy in Long Island. So in some respects, I almost miss Long Island, but not enough to even go back ever again.
Right. And look, it's not for everyone. It's definitely not for everything. As I get older and taxes play a bigger role in my finances, so we were talking about it a little bit earlier, Danielle, but I don't know what the exact percentages are, but a third of my salary never makes it to my checking account, and it could possibly be a little bit more than a third. So,
yeah, because
so
you get city tax, state tax. I don't even know if you get county tax also. Some like Denver, they do it all. Denver, if you live in Denver and you work in Denver, you're getting state, city, and county tax.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure it's not as high as in New York. So, yeah, so we don't pay county, but we do pay federal, state, and city, and we have one of the top five taxes on gas and sales tax, so.
Yeah, I mean, you guys were probably arguably one of the only worst places when it came to masks and vaccines than us out here. So that would have been a no for me because I don't wear masks. And I don't know, I presume that Manhattan is a little bit more intense than here. So
It's a great deal more intense. And it's... it's lightened a little bit, but it's still probably more intense than all the other places. And to prove point, why would you live in a place that doesn't that kind of restricts your freedom? I know so many people who don't like wearing masks, but do. It's not exactly the same, but I compare it to like the. I live in an apartment where I never have to shovel. No, because I don't like shoveling. No, I did it for 2 years while we were trying to save money living in the suburbs, and I'm like, hated it. And my coworkers say, oh, yeah, we hate it too. I'm like, well, then why do you still live there? Why do you still live in a place that you have to shovel snow? So for me right now, the taxes, as it become more oppressive, it's making it harder for me to live here. So we'll see. Right, but in the first 20 years that I was here, the what New York City offered to me personally outweighed the taxes. But that's changing. So
would you go back to Jacksonville, perhaps? Because I'm not going to lie, I've heavily considered it.
Florida, my mom's. I probably wouldn't, just because my mom still lives there. So that's always like I remoted there for the summer the last 3 years. And so it's like I have a place there to always go and visit. I don't know where I'd go. I kind of like the idea of Washington, but I'd have to look into it more. Or Oregon.
I have two separate job offers in Texas if I want to live in the Dallas area.
Oh, okay. Well, of Texas, Dallas is the most progressive leaning outside of Austin.
Well, it's the suburbs, so it's like Plano.
Yeah, that's where I grew up, in Plano.
Okay.
You'd probably like it there. You'd have a nice fight on your hands to be barefoot, but...
Oh, I'm in Las Vegas. It don't matter.
Yeah. I would recommend, if you're looking at Washington, I would strongly look at Bellingham. That's probably my third favorite city in the world.
Oh, why not Idaho?
Who are you talking to, me?
Either of you. Why not Idaho?
What's in Idaho?
Exactly. Potatoes?
Well, it's a lot of Californians who were not fans of Governor Grusom and Richard Pan went to Idaho.
And did what?
Huh?
Oh. What's in Bellingham?
Beauty.
And that's
Beauty?
The same thing you get if you're going to Idaho, it's the same thing.
I think I need to be by the ocean. Oh, yeah, I always grew up inland, so that's not a big thing for me. I have some relatives who live in South Dakota, and I went to Mount Rushmore maybe two summers before COVID. I've lost all track of time with COVID. But the Badlands were really pretty beautiful, so maybe South Dakota, I don't know.
Yeah, I will not live in a cold climate again if I can help it.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, my bones are moving that way. My bones are definitely moving that way.
But believe it or not, since 2020, Jacksonville is the second fastest growing city in the U.S.
Hmm. What's number one? I'm guessing Nashville.
Tampa, Florida.
Ah.
Oh, Nashville. I might like Nashville. I love music. So maybe Nashville. What are the two of you think
beautiful.
About Nashville?
Nashville's
That's
cool.
Actually
it's
where
just
I was
a ton of people have moved there. So if you're looking at the suburbs, it might not be bad. Like Murfreesboro or something like that, it might not be bad. I just hear the traffic is beyond stupid.
I don't know. That's where I was when you stayed here. We drove to Nashville.
Yes, I remember.
And we didn't have any problems with traffic. Not that I can remember. And it was actually pretty neat. His dad lived on a boat in a marina that had a water, it was like a quarry, and his right off of the Cumberland River, and it had a waterfall going into the marina. It was beautiful. I don't know. I wouldn't mind living on a boat there.
Oh. Yeah, I wouldn't mind living off the grid. That's one of my dreams.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. But
so let me interject here. So, Hairpin, do you have any comedy gigs coming up?
No, this is like the first month. June and July, I hit it hard, but I'm just taking a quick respite because I've been training for a race in 2 weeks, and then I'm the coach of my kids' soccer team, so that's going to be starting this month. I'm going to take a break as I transition back. And plus, school just started, so there's a lot going on in September, so nothing much.
So, Danielle, Hairpin and I met in stand-up comedy school back in 1994, and when I found out there was a stand-up comedy school, I couldn't believe it.
Now, are you guys still paying off your student loans from comedy school, or is that done now?
Oh, no, that was free.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And
but
so
you don't
was the pay.
You laugh.
I was trying to make a joke.
Yeah. No, but you laugh that here, if you want it now in New York City, and I don't know if it's that in – I think it's still free in Jacksonville. But here, if you want to take 8 or 10 weeks, maybe 10 weeks, 10-week courses, you're not going to get a comedy class for less than $400.
Oh, really?
For 10 weeks.
Hmm.
That's in New York City. And it's the same model as the university. They promise you, you take these 10 weeks and you'll be ready to go on stage and do what? 5 minutes? And most of the people who graduate that 5 minutes aren't ready. It takes months and months, if not years, to craft it and know how to do it. So, and you have to go on the road, and a lot of them don't want to do that. A lot of them want instant success. And that's why Proof did so well, is because he didn't wait for the club to call him. He called the clubs, and he booked gigs in Daytona, in Orlando, in Georgia, in Alabama. And we did a fun show in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, which was probably at the time.
Was it Myrtle Beach or Charleston?
I thought it was Myrtle Beach because I had never been there. And because everyone I knew talked about going there for golfing. I'm like, well, I'm not going to go golfing. I thought it was, but it could have been Charleston, but I'm pretty sure it's Myrtle.
I remember it being a sports bar in Charleston, and the guy said my name wrong.
But you might have done that on the
comedy zone,
though. No, the one that you and I went to wasn't a comedy zone. It was some other one. But you went a lot.
Because we went a lot to Hilton
Head. Oh, you're right. It was Hilton Head.
Because I've done Myrtle Beach, but I thought that was with Grandma Lee. I didn't think that was with you.
Yeah. It wasn't. You're right. It's Hilton Head.
But then again, this is over 25 years ago. I'm not supposed to have a photographic memory of that kind of stuff.
Right. But, friends, I have to go because I have to get early. It's 11 o'clock here.
Hey, I
so
figured we had you for 2 hours. That's why I was asking about your gigs. So I figured we were at the end of it.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having me. I enjoyed it. This might have been one of my favorite nights on the show.
We can debate, and I don't think I moved more than two comments off of what Hairpin said tonight, but that's okay. We're among friends, and we don't have to cancel each other out because we don't agree.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know about the two of you, but I don't know if I could be friends with someone who agreed with me 100%.
Yeah, that'd be a little creepy.
Yeah. And where's the fun in that? So.
Right.
Right. Then it's an echo chamber.
All right, Hairpin, let me know when you have some time in your schedule over the next month or two. I'd like to have you back. And, Danielle has a show on Sundays, so if you want to be on her show on a Sunday, if that works out.
And it's
Sunday from 3 to 6.
On the Freedomizer? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 3 to 6
all
Pacific,
right.
So it's 6 to 9 your time.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
All right, well,
without
thank you, Hairpin.
With you.
Right. Have a good one. It was nice meeting you. Bye.
You got it. All right, let's grab a timeout right now, and we'll see what's going on here.
Okay, sounds good.
I have a feeling Beto might want to call and say hello here in a minute, though.
Aw, yay.
All right, let's get some commercials in.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily disciplines, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the Word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the Book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming food shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your governor speaking.
Today's training evolution, dogfighting, taking on the corporate media.
The rules of engagement are as follows. Number one, don't fire unless fired upon. But when they fire, you fire back with overwhelming force.
Does it say that in the bill?
I'm asking
you to tell me what's in the bill.
Number two, never, ever back down from a fight.
If I could complete the question, though.
So you're going to give a speech or ask a question?
Number three, don't accept their narrative.
It's wrong. It's a fake narrative. I just disabused you of the narrative, and you don't care about the facts.
It's why people don't trust people like you, because you peddle false narratives.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, back to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio.
Here is 319-527-6208, and also press lucky number one. So the Attorney General Merrick Garland says as of a little bit ago that California's plan to get rid of gas-powered cars in 2035 also applies to the state of Virginia.
I didn't know that the Attorney General can make that ruling and not the people that actually create the bills.
That's just crazy. What I'm going to have to look at this. He's going to have to backpedal and say, "Oh, I meant something else," right?
Oh no, I'm reading it from justthenews.com. I'll show it to you.
There's going
to
have to be some backpedaling on that. You can't. I don't know. That's just nuts.
Right, because Glenn Youngkin doesn't. He's not a rhino. I'm not saying he's the best governor out there, but he's not a rhino.
Right, exactly. All right, yeah, you just sent it. I'm gonna.
Hey, go ahead. If you see something that I don't.
No, I'm sure you're right. I can't believe it. That's incredible. Okay.
Yeah, so what happened was when the Democrats were in office, they passed a law binding whatever car standards are in California also goes to Virginia.
Well, no, they're saying this is Virginia.
It's in the second paragraph.
Let's see.
When Democrats controlled both houses of the Virginia legislature, they passed a law binding the state to the automobile standards dictated by California's Air Resources Board. Strangely enough, its acronym is CARB. So,
oh my God, are you sure this isn't Babylon B? Like, this is so hard to believe. I mean, I do believe it, but I mean, grab some popcorn because this is going to be a spectacular backfire.
No, this just the news is John Solomon. He doesn't mess around.
No, I know. I'm not saying that. I'm saying for the legislators, like they're going to have to fix this. This is going to be a really bad thing for Virginia. They're going to have to fix this. So I think this might be something that the voters will hold them accountable for.
So also, I want to mention here that, and they call this a win for Brandon. 82% of Trump voters believe we're currently in a recession. But only 38% of Brandon voters say they're in a recession.
Oh, God.
So basically, 4 out of 10 Brandon voters think we're in a recession, and that's positive news.
Wow. Well, those are, pretty much lost causes. You're looking at the percentile of people who will never see what's coming, what's about to hit us. They'll never see it coming. They won't be ready for it. And it's sad. But they're probably going to die soon anyway because all of those people are vaccinated.
So I don't know if you heard about this. It's not a football story, but I have to share. So there's a rookie running back on the Washington, used to be Redskins, now they're the Commanders because of political correctness. And this rookie running back got carjacked in the middle of the street and got shot a bunch of times. So now he's in the hospital. They say he's going to live, but he got carjacked going to practice.
That's so sad. Well, what did they say? That carjackings went up 1,000% in Chicago?
Yeah, which is strange to me because a lot of keys are you don't put the key in the ignition anymore. So if you're taking the car and there's no key in the ignition, where are you going?
Maybe they know to take the key. I don't know. It's actually especially easier. It's easier with women because they usually keep their fob in their purse. Mm-hmm. So when they're being pulled out of the purse doesn't necessarily go with them.
Yeah, but these guys robbed a 23-year-old black man who's in perfect health.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And he's a rookie, so it's not like he's been flashy enough yet. He was a later round pick, so it's not like he's driving in a brand new Bentley or anything. I'm sure he had his. I didn't read the car, but I'm sure he probably had his 1998 Chevy Tahoe or something. Maybe not that old, but you get the point.
Yeah. Yeah, an older. Yeah, I get you. Gosh, I hope he's going to be okay. He got shot a whole bunch of times. You know, he's probably vaccinated, so he's got to watch out for those blood clots.
That's true. Hey, another sad news. I don't know. You said you're loosely a Bears fan, but you don't follow football?
No, I'm a Steelers fan, and I used to follow football.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I want to give an update on a guy that I followed the last 3 years. This guy just decided after he got cut that he's retiring from football. And he is going to be a mentor, if you will, for brand-new rookies. This guy's name is Shaquem Griffin. And his claim to fame was that he was the first player to be drafted and play in the NFL with only one hand.
Oh, wow.
So he was born without a left hand. And he made it long enough to actually play on the field a bunch. And after he got cut, he's like, well, I'm just going to go into mentoring. So the NFL created a position for him, and he'll do okay. Really nice speaker. I like watching him talk. He's like one of the most humble athletes I've ever seen. And he had to overcome so much just to get on the field.
What a great story.
So, yeah, even though he's retiring like at age 26 or something, he's not a loser.
Yeah.
He definitely
won. And you said
won.
He's the Bears?
No, he was on the Seahawks.
Oh, okay.
I think last year he played for the Dolphins, but I think his first 2 years he was with the Seattle Seahawks.
Okay. Interesting.
But, hey, he can look back and say he did it, and so can you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
yeah, I actually haven't been watching football, you know, for the last few years. Probably since the Chargers left, honestly. Yeah, like, I like the Steelers. I get to claim them because I lived there for 2 years. But, yeah, I don't know. I haven't really been following football.
It's been a while since I've been to any sporting game. I'll probably take my nephew to a hockey game for the Golden Knights. I don't know if I could stomach a Raiders game.
Yeah, no, me neither.
Well, most people don't even know yet that the Raiders moved to Las Vegas 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even know that.
Yeah,
and
so
Chargers
they're no longer the Oakland Raiders. They're the Las Vegas Raiders. They have a stadium just off the Strip.
Hmm. Interesting.
So right before you reach the Mandalay Bay, you'll see it on the I-15.
Okay.
Coming into
All
town.
Right. Are they tearing Mandalay Bay down?
No.
Okay. Isn't that where what's-his-name supposedly shot all those people?
Yes.
Did you live there then?
Yes.
What do you think?
Yeah, me and Joanne Moretti and Kurt Haskell, the three of us together, uncovered a lot of that stuff that eventually made some news.
Yeah, like what?
Well, the floors that they were working on, the 31st through 35th floors, are not Mandalay Bay owned. They are owned by the Four Seasons.
Yeah, I thought they were owned, and those were owned by Saudi princes, weren't they?
Yes. And the one prince that was expecting to take the inheritance after the king stepped down, he was highly upset that
the king gave it to the other prince. And so they knew that he was going to vacation there that day. So they set up a patsy, and they did their thing. And when they said that he was shooting out of two windows, yeah, good luck being in two different hotel rooms shooting guns at the same time. It's not like they had Stretch Armstrong out there.
No, they just had some kind of military. Militia.
Right.
There's too many
to take the fall, and they shot him dead, and dead men tell no tales.
I don't know. I thought they spotted him in Vegas a few days
later. My sister was working at the Bellagio. A lot of the casinos at that time, they didn't let anybody in or out at that time. I watched a Bellagio video where there was a bunch of Saudi people. You had the police there telling everybody to freeze and put their hands up while they're playing their slot machines. And then you see an entourage of 15 Saudis go through with big bundles of sacks, which I'm assuming is money. And the second that they left the building, everybody was free to go gamble again. They wouldn't let people in their rooms. They would ask why. They're told, I don't know, but you're not allowed in your room. If you wanted to come out of your room, you weren't allowed to use the elevators. Not at Mandalay Bay. I'm talking about, like, all the casinos on the Strip.
Yeah. So I was getting married when this happened. I was days away from getting married. And I was really trying to keep my head out of this, this new, massacre, right? But all of the anons out there were no, this doesn't make sense. This doesn't make sense. Look at this video. There's no way. Listen to the sound effects, blah, 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 blah. So I'm trying to stay away from it, right? And I'm like, tablecloth. But the lady's mom next door can sew. She's going to help me with tablecloth. So I call her. She comes over to grab the fabric and starts bawling because her daughter worked at Mandalay Bay in the kitchen. And I'm like, shit, I'm in. All right, what do you know?
I have two friends that went to the concert. One of them was going to be a guest on my show, and she made the mistake of putting it on Facebook, and the FBI called her and told her that she is not allowed to do any interviews ever on this.
Of course not, yeah. So, okay, this is the crazy part. So this is for reference, the lady who's telling the story is an old lady from, Berlin, World War II era, right? So she's not very PC, but she's telling you the story that her daughter said maybe a week before all of this happened, there were a couple guys, and she said she just described him as squinty Filipino guy. Right. But I mean, like I said, not very TC, but I'm wondering maybe if she misidentified them as they were Saudi Arabian or something.
Yeah.
Because she said they were out of place because they were dressed in all black from head to toe with black backpacks. It's hot in Vegas.
And when you saw these police, it was like any kind of police. There were six cops and all six of them had different uniforms on.
Yeah. So there's a lot of weird stuff going on. Then she said the day of the shooting, she took the service elevator with homie's girlfriend, with Paddock's girlfriend, the one that was supposed to be out of town. She definitely was not out of town. She was in the service elevator with my neighbor's daughter, and the girlfriend had about three big black duffel bags. And she knew the lady because they were there. They were frequent flyers at that. At Mandalay Bay. They were there all the time, both of them, Paddock and the girlfriend. So it didn't seem that unusual that she was in the elevator, the service elevator, because they were regulars, but the black backpacks were weird, and the lady seemed agitated. The girlfriend seemed very agitated. So,
you think they got paid to bring the backpacks up?
Yeah, I do, and I think that they were – I think that none of them died. Neither one of them died. The girlfriend supposedly was out of town, right? So who knows where she was. Later on, they found child porn on Stephen Paddock's brother's laptop, because the FBI was investigating them. So I think they were probably fall people, but I don't think they died. I think they got out. And there were photographs of him at some other casino that surfaced later on. You know, he was just playing poker or whatever, you know. So they probably Epstein'd him. And by Epstein'd, I mean he's probably on an island somewhere, like Epstein is.
I don't know. Some of them, if they think that they'll squeal, they'll shoot them. But it's not, I'm not going to say whether that's common or not. I don't know. I just know if they think that they're cool, they'll help them. If they think they're going to squeal, they'll get rid of them. They don't care.
I know, but Epstein's ties were to the CIA and to Mossad. So I don't think they were going to let him go. He was
too
important.
But Paddock was probably a nobody.
Paddock was a nobody. So he could have died. He could have died. I would. That's not the hill I would die on. I mean, but and from the evidence I've seen, he was still alive afterwards.
I don't have a dog in that fight, unfortunately.
Yeah, but that was a crazy time, and that was another one of those, you know, shockingly large number of people supposedly that died, and you know, and the media story kept changing, and you know, and then it was out of the headlines really way too quick.
Well, that's why we decided to dig into it.
Yeah, a lot of people did. And I think that was one of the first things Q talked about was that false flag. You think people died, though, right?
Yeah. I will say that the friend that was supposed to be on my show, she watched somebody die. I will believe a live witness.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I think people did die. I think it was a really crummy military operation, and American citizens died. And then I think our government being part of it, I think it was probably more of a joint Saudi Arabian CIA operation.
And in a backhanded way, even though Sheriff Lombardo was compromised, and whenever he would say something out of line, you seriously would hear the FBI behind him going, and then he'd change.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
They helped Lombardo by helping him get to he's the nominee for the Republican governor here.
Oh, there you go. And they know that he'll play ball.
Yes. Yeah, they know he's compromised, so he don't care.
Oh, that's really unfortunate. Like, and that's why I think, you know, so many people are so pessimistic of the system, is because they see things like this happen over and over again, and they're like, do you fix it? You know, how can you fix it?
No, and when you see that Governor Lombardo... Sheriff Lombardo and Governor Shitzak, those two have been best friends for over 20 years. So they hung out before one was a governor and one was a sheriff. They kind of went through the ranks together.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. That's their generation.
So it's like on The Simpsons, it's Kang and Kodos. They just need to hold hands like those green aliens do on The Simpsons.
Oh, I had to dig for that one. I watched every episode of that show when I was a kid. So that was
I didn't miss an episode for the first 30 seasons. But once they had the squad on there killing Trump, and they had the Simpsons dancing with Mayor de Blasio, and their political correctness when they got rid of Apu, because nobody on the staff speaks, or nobody on the staff has Indian descent, so they got rid of him. And I'm like, I'm not doing it anymore. And then Disney bought them out, which I don't support Disney in any event.
Right, exactly. Speaking of pillars of society raping children, that's Disney's right up there with them.
So, yeah, that's how I gave up the Simpsons cold turkey.
Oh, that's sad. I did too. I mean, I gave them up years. I didn't even know they were still playing. I didn't know they were still airing.
I think they are. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't name you three TV shows that are on right now. I might not be able to name you one that's on a mainstream non-cable network.
Yeah, I don't have cable either. We gave it up a long time ago. I do streaming though, and of course YouTube. But
yeah,
you know, I do a lot of streaming services, and I like to actually watch a whole lot of like older shows. I did recently rewatch Handmaid's Tale, but that's more of a documentary. So you know, I would suggest watching that and Black Mirror. They're not TV shows, but I don't want to give too much of it away.
I'd rather create than to sit and watch.
That's true. And that's probably time better spent. But I feel like I'm knowing my enemy by watching these.
Speaking of which, I hate bothering you, Danielle. Trust me, it doesn't give me any pleasure to ask you. But can we get a commercial?
Oh, yes. I was thinking about it again today. Yeah.
Because I will.
I've been giving myself 1 week.
You've been running commercials on the regular, and you've been here for a long time, and we don't have a commercial for you.
Yeah, I know. It's my bad. Yes, I will get one. I promise I will get one soon. Like, within a give me one more week, and I'll have a commercial.
Hey, I'm not arguing with you. I mean, it's not like I'm going to cut you for it, but I'm just saying it would benefit you.
Yeah, and I really do appreciate the opportunity to be with Freedomizer. It's going to be a year, I think, in September, and I've rarely missed a week. And actually, this week I had no energy. You said you might not do your show tomorrow. Yesterday, I had no energy. I was still going to do it, but my regular co-host is like, I'm not feeling great. I think I'm going to take the day off. And my mom is on antibiotics, and so she's like, I'm feeling really crummy. I can't do it this week. So I was like, I'm getting canceled.
I'm trying to not go on antibiotics right now. So I'm taking kelp. I'm taking mangosteen, which is good for infections. I'm doing collagen with hyaluronic acid. I'm doing L-lysine. I took a B vitamin, a B50 earlier. I'll probably do another one before bed. I have black seed oil also. I have colloidal silver somewhere, but I don't know where I left it, so I can't use it.
Oh, no. But long story short, I ended up doing the show last night, or yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad I did. It turned out to be basically like we're talking mostly about biblical things and how they fit in. And how they fit in with everything, like student loan wise, and how society's going. We did a big, basically the Leviticus reading of the Jubilee, and then somebody else called in. We were talking about the Jesus going after the money changers, and the sellers of doves, which were next. That was the other thing that Jesus went after, and it just ended up being a really great show, and I'm so glad I didn't cancel, because it just was exactly what everybody needed. And I don't know. I rarely miss it, and I am very thankful for the opportunity to have a show every week on Freedom.
Oh, don't worry. Flattery gets you everywhere around here. You're good.
It really is genuine. I really appreciate it, and I know that this isn't going to go anywhere anytime soon, and it's a place where people
can
come and listen to the
truth. I'm not saying we're making money hand over fist, but we're doing okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, I'm glad. And you're bringing in new talents. And it's your friend's show. I really definitely meant to listen to her inaugural show last week, but I missed it. But I'm definitely setting an alarm.
She'll be on Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Setting an alarm. I'm always up then anyway, so I'm setting an alarm for Wednesday at 9 a.m.
Yeah, for those that don't know, Sunday, yesterday morning, or I should say late Saturday night, I woke up in pain, and I didn't know what it was for the first day. But last night, I woke up and tried to walk to the bathroom, and I had a very hard time, and I looked down, and I noticed I had a very big blood blister on my heel, which has nothing to do with anything. It's just random. I didn't do anything out of the ordinary. I didn't hurt myself. I stayed home on Sunday. I don't know what happened, but it is extremely painful. I have my foot up here on my other desk. It's swelling up, and I don't know if I could sit here for 3 hours like this talking to myself. If I have a co-host tomorrow, I will be here, but if I'm by myself, if I do anything, it'll be a half a show, and I might just say peace out, and I'll try Wednesday.
Yeah, and you do it
It's hard to sit with my foot up like this.
Yeah, especially 5 days a week. I do it once a week. I hardly have
I do 4 days a week, Monday through Thursday.
Oh, 4 days. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but and then as far as the medical journals I said that I read, I can expect to keep this for 10 to 14 days before it heals on its own. So I have to keep a bandage on it and try to keep it elevated as much as possible, and absolutely no walking.
I'm sorry. That's no fun.
Because if it pops, then I run the risk of infection. And even though I have iodine and I have all the medical stuff here and I can take care of myself, I don't want to run the risk of infection. So I'll just do what I'm supposed to do for 10 to 14 days.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and if you want to end
normally
this one,
I cook dinner, and I told my wife, "Look, there's no standing for me today. I can't cook nothing." So she made me a turkey sandwich. So I'm cool.
Oh, that's nice. Sometimes just easy is best. I started doing HelloFresh. We don't have any sponsors that do. Prepared meals, do they? Not prepared meals, but like
no, I would love to
ingredients.
One,
yeah, I just started doing HelloFresh.
We have affiliate programs with Misfits Market, Marti, and Imperfect Foods, and I've been trying to look at Boxed.com because I've done them for years. They said they're looking into referrals. They currently do not, but if they do, I'm jumping on that.
Yeah, definitely. And maybe we can do something like a collaboration where we can put together meals, because that's what HelloFresh is they give you all the ingredients and they tell you how to prepare it.
Right.
And because that's like my biggest, like, I guess, deficiency when it comes to cooking is that I'll be like, I'm going to make this tonight. And I'm like, oh, shoot, I don't have a lemon. Right. And so either my husband has to stop or I've got to drop everything I'm doing to get one ingredient. And so when they're just there, all of the ingredients are there, and the, you know, everything but the salt and pepper.
I have like 10 different grocery stores within a 5-minute drive, so, and some of those I could even walk to if I wanted to, so not having an ingredient doesn't scare me. Hey, Vito wants to
survive. It just worked out really well, and everybody loved it, except for the broccoli. My son is just revolting against broccoli. I don't tell Broccoli Man I said that. But just from
broccoli is so good to eat.
Oh, hi, Vito.
What's up, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Very good. Hey, Proof, did you hear about the Coast Guard cutter that went to the Solomon Islands last week?
No.
Yeah, well, get this, because I heard this on one of the talk shows. A U.S. Coast Guard cutter went to the Solomon Islands to get refueled, or to get fuel. And they turned down the request.
Whoa.
The Solomon Islands didn't acknowledge a Coast Guard cutter. And then it turns out the Solomon Islands have a security pact that they recently signed with China.
Whoa.
All right, this is Solomon Islands where World War II, they had Guadalcanal, they had all the battles and stuff over there that were going on, and now they're basically giving us the finger.
Oh,
Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, thanks, Pelosi.
Well, we also, over the weekend, Brandon started shooting Syrians again. And the Taliban is taking over Iraq again.
Sure, but let's argue about student loans.
Yeah. Yeah, let's just, you know, let's just go.
And I have to be honest, if our friend from earlier is going to vote for Grusom and he approves of all this stuff, I just don't know why somebody would say DeSantis bad, Grusom good, when things like this go on. And his answer would be that I know you are right, but I'm not going to vote that direction. I don't understand. And I'm not mocking him. He's not here to defend himself. I'm just saying that that's how a lot of liberals are.
I don't think he said he would vote him. He said he hated Biden. And he would go.
Yes, but he still voted for Brandon at the last election, though.
Oh. I just threw it in my mouth a little bit.
Well, you know, we got this, now we have this $10,000 loan giveaway, student loan giveaway, that you know they're gonna print more money to cover that $10,000 and then some.
Hey, you know, I heard you earlier. I wanted to bring this up with Danielle, so I'm going to butt in here rudely. So, Danielle, did you see that in the Inflation Reduction Act that there's a $7,500 grant for those that buy electric cars?
What, really?
Danielle, that's you.
But not a Tesla, right?
Not a Tesla, no.
I saw the list, and it said X5 on there, and it didn't specify electric, so I'm going to just try to see if I can get my X5, get $7,900.
So I want to share that a lot of the companies, at the day that they signed that, they raised their price $8,500, and their justification is that you're getting a $7,500 grant, so we can justify the raise.
I already own an X5. I'm hoping they could just pay off my car loan.
Which they won't.
Damn.
They don't want you to have a car. They would rather you give that back and take the bus. Student loans, they can't take your education away. But if they could take your house away and take your car, they would love that.
Well, not only that, but having an X5, like, it used to be a good idea. I mean, and the gas prices are coming down a little bit, but, you know, that car, it's
and
nice,
you can thank Brandon for that. It wasn't his fault that it went up from $1.87 to $5.82, but it's his doing if it went from $5.82 to $4.93.
We were almost at 7 years. We were almost at 7 for mid, and it really, really hurt. So, like, you know, that's the other thing. It's like the same thing with guns. It's like, fine, you can have guns, but we're going to take away all the bullets. Okay, fine, you can have cars, but we're going to make gas so expensive that you can't drive.
Well,
you know what's
funny
sad
with
is
the,
I got my 2001, I don't even remember what kind of car I own. It's in my front yard. I have a Chrysler Sebring. I've owned it for 4.5 months now. I've put 72 miles on it.
Wow.
I drove my X5 across the country.
I just didn't want to
funny
be
though,
left with
they
nothing. I saw a 21-year-old car with 48,000 original miles on it, verified with Carfax, and my wife sold my car, so we just put the money into that.
Huh.
So there's no, what do you call that? The no black box in that car. So if I have to drive somewhere, there's no black box.
That doesn't mean it can't be traced then.
No, there's no loan on it, so I don't know. It's a 2001.
Right.
A lot of the tracing started like in 2005.
Right. The electronic surveillance.
Yeah, I verified before I bought the car. As far as I know, there's no black box listed.
Oh, you're one of the few people that have one of those ones.
ahead, Danielle.
Oh, no, I was just saying, oh, I'm sure mine's got a black box. We keep interrupting Vito.
Oh, that's okay. But, yeah, 2001 and earlier, for the most part, there's not many black boxes. But how many cars are 20 years old that have less than 50,000 miles on them, though?
Not many.
That's funny. The seats look brand new. It could use a paint job. The car wasn't driven for like 6 years.
Hmm.
So the first things I did was the car got a tune-up and had a new fuel pump put on it. And obviously the oil change. That's what we've done so far. So just basic stuff.
Yeah. And Vito, what do you drive besides a semi?
I have a Ford Escape 2020.
Oh, okay. My mom has one. Not a little older than that, but.
It's not a bad vehicle. If I push the setting in there, I could get 40 miles to the gallon. If I push
it. I mixed that with the Elantra that I had.
You know, so, I mean, I'm in Kentucky right now.
I already want to talk about my gas mileage.
Yeah, I just passed the gas station. Gas in Kentucky, $3.19 a gallon.
Hmm.
Nice.
But that's not Joe Biden going.
Most stations are right around $4.60 a gallon out here.
Sick.
What about you, Danielle?
It's about $5.39 for like the cheapest place that we can find. Mid grade.
Yeah.
And this gas station is disgusting too. Like I battle having to go there because they have like these signs up everywhere that's like punch Putin for, you know, a dollar, and they've got like a punching bag with Putin's face on it, and you pay a dollar and you can at the gas station. It's like, God, we're living in an idiocracy. This is so gross. But they have the cheapest price, so that's where we go.
Hmm. So people honestly believe it's Putin? Wow.
Oh, yeah. I parked behind somebody yesterday, and I had to take a picture of it. It's with a bumper sticker that says F, and then a Ukrainian flag, and then on the other side, Putin. I see so many Ukrainian flags driving my kids to school. I see probably more Ukrainian flags than American flags.
Yeah, so Ford is announcing that they're upping the price of the Mustang Mach-E by as much as $8,475.
Yes.
Due to significant battery cost increase. Wow, man. Just to jack the prices
exactly
up by $8,000 a one shot is a joke.
Yeah, they're laughing at us.
What a joke, man.
Yeah, but their goal is to make sure that if they can take your car away from you, they will. Even Macron.
It's not even a Mustang anymore. That body
Macron, he said, get used to how it is. There's no going back to being happy. You can't buy normal stuff again. And they're just telling you. They don't care.
Yeah.
No.
Pretending like a Mustang is a minivan. You know what I mean? Like, it's what it looks like to me. It doesn't even look like a Mustang anymore.
No, it's not. It doesn't look like a Mustang at all. It looks like almost like a BMW.
Like a crossover,
exactly.
Yeah, that's the other. So there's like the X135 is like the SUV, and then the 246 is the crossover. So,
yeah.
I like the car. I just got it a couple of years ago, though. I can't complain. It's a really nice car. It's comfortable.
So what do you think, Vito, about the president and the whole Democrat Party calling you a semi-fascist?
Yeah, well, by calling me a semi-fascist, you know, you know how the game is played.
Oh, I know that.
They call us is what they're doing. So
yeah.
they're basically laying the groundwork. It's just so, it's such a joke, and it's so blatant how they're doing it. You know, it went from $300 billion to $600 billion, so now they're saying it's going to be over $1 trillion. This college loan forgiveness thing. I mean, where's Pelosi? She said that the president is not allowed to do this. Why isn't she out there saying we have to vote on it?
She said recently last week it's a great idea. So she changed.
I heard her. Wow, my God.
Yeah, over the weekend she came out and supported it. Probably got some money. You can't get involved in their money.
The president cannot just, you know, he cannot on his own raise, and basically this is what it's going to be. It's going to be another tax dumped in our laps, and it's going to be at least $1 trillion. And you know how many of these degrees are useless? And they're going to go out and going to go take another loan to get another useless degree. It's a snowball that's rolling downhill, and it's getting bigger and bigger. And I'm telling you right now, it's going to get nasty out here soon. Oh.
Well, but I don't understand how it can get any worse than it already was with COVID. I mean, how much money did you spend on COVID? $8 trillion, right? $8 trillion.
Yeah. Did you see there was a senator from either Oregon or Seattle or Oregon or Washington State? He was complaining that the PPP, the whatever it is from the COVID, was going to be used fraudulently, and it was supposed to be used. This senator, his wife, owns the Strand Bookstore in Manhattan. She got almost $7 million in money. She laid off 100 staff people, and they forgave her for the loan.
Right, but we're going to be really upset about student loan forgiveness. It's like the same week that we forgive all of these, you know, all of these, probably more than $1 trillion worth of loans, and nobody really bats an eye. It's like, it's just a very interesting phenomenon that people are getting so angry at giving people breathing room, but don't even blink at the other stuff that we spend money on. Like I said earlier, like COVID was the biggest upward transfer of wealth in human history. We've never seen anything like that, and nobody even wants to talk about that. So if anything is going to, you know, screw us over, it was that. You know, it's just a really interesting thing for people to dig their heels in over, you know, after everything else we've spent over the last few years.
Did you guys see Lizzo at the MTV Awards? She got there with a limo here in Vegas, and she has a private jet, and her net worth is $12 million, and she complained about laws that oppress black people. But she's there on the MTV stage taking an award.
Yeah.
She's out there doing what she's told to do.
Just so you know, they're laughing at
her. Oh my God, we are such an embarrassment now, and it was all Donald Trump was going to do all this when he was president. And look, they're laughing at us. They're not laughing at. They weren't laughing at us when Trump was president, but they are laughing at us now with Biden. They are just laughing and laughing and laughing.
Yeah, but they got Trump to believe in these vaccines for life. He told a lot of the radio show hosts tried to have an intervention with him, all the people that have interviewed him and trust him and all that, and he was bragging about, even this weekend, about how the vaccines are great. They save millions of people. They're a good thing, and everybody should support them. And that's it. Don't ever ask him again on it because he's not changing his mind. Meanwhile, everybody's going to start blaming him, and he's going to take it, and rightfully so.
Okay. Yeah, good.
That's what he wants. I'm going to give the guy what he wants, and I'm just not supporting him anymore.
Yeah. I think this will definitely end up in the Nuremberg 2.0 trials.
Yeah. Hey, he made himself eligible by saying stuff like that, so I can't get mad.
Yep.
If he doesn't want to come correct and say anything other than they're a good thing, and even though people died from them, then, hey, that's on him.
Right.
That's all.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. There has to be a time for him to actually step up and say something. I mean, I know a lot of people have theorized that, you know, he can't do it because if he goes after Big Pharma, then he, you know, he'll be assassinated, blah, 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 blah. There's a time where it doesn't matter, you know, just he needs to stand up.
Yeah, well, and he took that $1 million from Pfizer fair and square.
Yeah, true.
All right, so Danielle, what's on your show this weekend?
Oh, this weekend, actually, I'm not sure yet. I know I'm breaking it down into categories of, you know, 1 hour to talk about food preparation, things like that, news, including the good news reports, and then 1 hour of health, whether that be spiritual health, mental health, physical health, talking about ways to improve our health. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Every week.
All right. So Danielle, we did it again. Thank you for covering
it
for a week.
No problem. I'm really enjoying it. So, you know, of course, we all hope Doll gets back here safe and sound soon. I'm just keeping the seat warm for her, but
yes.
Happy to help out anytime.
All right. Thank you, Danielle, and thank you, Vito, for being here. Everyone else, please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the Proof Negative show here. But until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail. Keep hope alive. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative. I am Proof.
Thank you very much. Good night.